Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Chris Sitterick. A nationwide college admissions cheating and recruitment scheme has led to the arrest of 50 people across the country. At a press conference earlier today, U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling described the alleged scheme as the largest college admission scam in history.
These parents are a catalog of wealth and privilege. Based on the charges unsealed today, all of them knowingly conspired to help their children either cheat on the SAT or ACT and or buy their children's admission to elite schools through fraud.
And joining me now with the latest on this developing story is WBUR reporter Fred Tice. Fred, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, great to do it.
So what can you tell us about this scheme? What are we actually talking about here?
So, Chris, let me give you a little flavor of what prosecutors say that the person at the center of this scheme, a college consultant named Rick Singer, would tell his clients. They say they have a recording of him where he's talking to a parent, and he says, "What we do is we help the wealthiest families in the U.S. get their kids into school. My family's want a guarantee." And the way this would work would be, there are several ways this would work, right? One, he would designate somebody to take the test for your kid or to correct your kid's scores, allegedly, right? There's a conversation, there are conversations allegedly between this man and parents and his clients where he says to them that, you know, they can decide what score they want their kid to have on the SAT or the ACT, and the college, this top college test taker that he had working for him allegedly, would then get more or less that score for the kid. But there's another way that they would do it. They would get their kids into college, allegedly. Everything is allegedly here, and that is he would bribe coaches at 9 universities, as far as we know so far. By doing things like – so these coaches had spots, right, for getting a certain number of kids on their team, and the admissions department had given them a certain number of slots. And so he would bring these kids in for that particular sport, even though they might not even play that sport. And the scam was that you would take pictures of these kids playing these sports that they don't play, or even Photoshop their faces onto the faces of other scholar athletes,
wow.
other high school athletes, parents could write off these bribes also as on their taxes, because they're either paying them, to the college
consulting service,
he set up this foundation where you would donate the money to the foundation, and it was to help underprivileged kids.
Yeah. Okay. So you mentioned William Rick Singer, who's allegedly at the center of all this. What more can you tell us about him and his involvement?
So he's based in California. He was the owner of Edge College and Career Network, and he was chief executive officer of this charity that he'd set up called Key Worldwide Foundation. And he was paid around $25 million total. This is over the course of 7 years.
Okay, so I mentioned at the top we're talking about 50 people who have been arrested. You've got parents, coaches, SAT exam proctors, administrators who all allegedly took part in these schemes. What do we know about the people who have been arrested, and did anybody stand out?
So they were charged with conspiracy to commit mail fraud or racketeering. The parents maybe are the most interesting. They include celebrities like Felicity Huffman. These parents allegedly paid anywhere between $100,000 and $6.5 million for the service.
Wow.
Here's Andrew Lelling.
This case is about the widening corruption of elite college admissions through the steady application of wealth combined with fraud. There can be no separate college admission system for the wealthy, and I'll add that there will not be a separate criminal justice system either.
So that's obviously Lelling talking about the seriousness of this infraction, but we also have a cut of him talking about the parents.
The parents charged today, despite already being able to give their children every legitimate advantage in the college admissions game, instead chose to corrupt and illegally manipulate the system for their benefit. We're not talking about donating a building so that a school's more likely to take your son or daughter. We're talking about deception and fraud.
And Lenling says that this is the largest college admissions scam in the history of the Justice Department.
So we're talking about pretty elite schools here. We're talking about, as you said, Yale, Georgetown, Stanford, UCLA, USC, Wake Forest. Is there any indication that any of these schools knew what was going on?
There's no indication that any of the colleges knew. So far, nine schools are known to be allegedly targeted, and Lenling says prosecutors could discover more. But at this point, he says they're not suspecting the colleges of being actively involved in this kind of fraud.
Okay, final question, kind of a two-part question. What's next for these kids who have now allegedly bought their way into these schools, and what's next for this investigation?
So for the kids, Lenling says they're not going to go after the kids. And as far as he knows, the colleges are not implicated. This case is being led here in Boston. It started out with an investigation into fraud at Northeastern, at Boston College, and at Boston University. And he says, obviously, we are going to follow this case very closely.
As will we here at WBUR. That's WBUR reporter Fred Tice. Fred, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Glad to do it.